Okay, so today's daf. So I promised you a joke for today's daf. Today's daf is daf. We're going to say daf chav ches. Correct. Wait, I'm confused. Today is chav tes. So yesterday was chav tes. I'm always a day behind because I learned the daf yesterday. Wait, I'm confused.
Yesterday was
chav ches. Today is chav tes. So we're going to daf chav. So the Gemara talks about Rabbi Elazar and Azar. They wanted to appoint a new nasi. They deposed Rabbi Gamliel. He was exiled from the Beis Medrash. He was removed from his position, and they now needed to appoint a new Rosh Yeshiva, a new Nasi. So who are the candidates? There was Rabbi Yeshua, but he was rejected because he was involved in the reason, he was part of the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was rejected. So it would not look good to put the person who was part of the Machlekes to use him as his replacement. They wanted to appoint Rabbi Akiva as the new Nasi, but he was rejected because he did not have Sechus Avos. And that was important for whatever reason that the Nasi have Sechus Avos. So who was left? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There was no one as great as him in learning, and he was right to be the Nasi. Only problem was he was 18 years old and did not have much experience. But nevertheless, they decided he was the best candidate for the job. They asked him, would you like to be Nasi? We want to give you the job. So he said, first let me go and be Imlich b'inshei debeisa. Let me, Imlich is translated, I don't have the article here in front of me. Consult. Let me consult the people of my home, which refers to his wife. If my wife says it's a good idea, I'll take it. If not, not. He goes to his wife. His wife says it's not a good idea. Because they're going to fire you. Your wife, obviously, you're going to lose the job. There's no way you're going to be able to maintain this job. And you're going to lose. So therefore, it'll be bezionis. You'll have the job. And then you're going to get the pink slip at one point in time. So he told his wife, so what? It's kedai to have the hanor of being the nasi, the experience, even if the job will not last forever. For whatever amount of time I'll have it, it'll be kedai. Just goes to show, it's a whole different, you know, today in today's world, a CEO of a major company, how long is the shelf life? What, 5 years? 4 years? 3 years? How long people, they enter even Rabbanis? How long do take a Rav initial? How long do they expect them to be a Rav? Today, I'm talking about 2012. Today, the whole world's a different world. Years ago, let's go back 20 years ago. Go back 30 years ago for sure. When a person got a job as a president of a university, a Rav, it was assumed this is a lifetime position.
Right.
Like a CEO of a company. He will be here until his dying day, or until he's too weak until he'll be retired. He'll be 80 years old. Today, the whole society is different. Today, it's a whole different type of society where like everything is recycled. Everything is chat pa'ami. We use everything is recycled, and the whole expectation, even in the secular world, for sure, of positions to be a president of a university. How long will a president last? 5 years? A CEO, and it has affected us in the Jewish world as well. People become very high turnover. That is mamish the mitzias today. But you see, from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that wasn't the expectation, because he was expecting to be the nasi forever. And what did his wife tell him? You're not going to make it. They're going to throw you out for whatever reason. So he said, okay, even though it's going to be unusual, it's an unusual thing to be thrown out before the end of my days, but it's kedai to be the nasi for the time period that I'll have it. Okay, that is, then what was the problem? Next problem, you have a black beard. You need to have a white beard. Okay, very good. A miracle happened. He had 18 strands of white appeared in his beard, and then he became the nasi. So let me tell you first a serious part, then I'll tell you the joke. The serious part is, Imlich simply means he consulted. But Imlich also can mean he was king, Melech, Lashon of Melech. So the question was, they wanted to appoint him as the Nasi. To be the Nasi, you have to understand, we're not dealing over here with a little yeshiva in a basement somewhere, and in a little village you never heard of. We're dealing over here with the yeshiva of the world. And will they accept me? I'm only 18 years old. Will the Talmidim, will the world of Torah, which was the whole world, this, he was the Nasi of Bavel, will they accept my authority, my leadership? Will I be able to be a proper Melech? So let me do a test. Let me see, Imlich b'insha d'beisi, let me see if my own family will accept me as a Melech. In other words, let me go home, and let me speak to my wife. Let me tell my wife, let me make a decision at home. Let me tell my wife, you know what, from now on, we're no longer going to do this. Or from now on, we're going to follow, we're going to accept this new custom. Let me see if my wife will accept my decisions. Let me see if my children are willing to listen to me. If I will be able, if I will go home and I will enact new decrees in my home and they will be accepted and they, my own family will have respect for me, that's the litmus test. I'm an honorable, dignified person that'll accept me in the yeshiva. If my own wife has no respect for me, my own children have no respect for me, the cleaning lady has no respect for me, the inje, the base say have no respect for me, then there's no way the Talmidim in the yeshiva will ever have respect for me. So they said, we want to make you the Nasi. They're going to really respect me? They really listen to me? Let me go imlich b'inshe d'beisi. Let me practice. Let me try to be melech among my family. If they'll accept me among my family, that's a simon, I'll be accepted in yeshiva. There's a famous Hasidic Shavar, I told us, everyone knows about it. There's a person that wanted to change the entire world. I'm going to conquer the world. I'm going to be the new world leader. Then he saw, doesn't go. They don't want to nominate him as the candidate for the Republican Party. Doesn't go? So let me at least be of my state, a senator. Doesn't go. Let me at least be the mayor. Doesn't go. Let me at least be a community leader. Doesn't go. Let me at least be the president of the shul. It doesn't go. Let me at least be a gabbai, something. Let me at least, at home, they should let me lead. They should listen to me. Even at home, let me at least be moich on myself. Let me control my emotions. Let me be oimed b'nisayon. When I get angry, I'll calm down. I won't scream. I couldn't even do that. And then I realized that when I can be moilich over myself, when I'll be able to control myself, I'll discipline myself, then I'll be able to discipline the entire world. It's all totally zeb zeb. It's really the same thing as captured over imlich b'nisayon d'beisi. Now what's the joke? The joke is, he went and he asked his wife, now let me ask you, when was the last time you ever heard a man going to ask his wife advice? Here he is. He gets the offer of his life. They will to make him the Rosh Shiva. He should be on seventh heaven. He's going to ask his wife and his wife. This is kavod. This is money. This is everything. What man in their right mind would go home and ask, wife, you think I should take the job? No married man would ever consult with his wife. You know what the answer is? He was 18 years old. How old do you get married? How old are you when you get married? 18. It was Shana Rishayna. Oh, Shana Rishayna. That's why he asked his wife. If he was 19 years old, never. Never would have happened. The story would not have ended this way. Okay, let me tell you one of them, another 2 minutes. They have only 2 minutes to a quarter to. Let me just tell you one very important stuff from this day. Today's Gemara. The Gemara talks about the 18 brachos of Shimon Esther. This is a historical fact. I had a lot more I wanted to share with you, but we don't have time. But this is an historical fact. It's important to know this thing, that we have 18 brachos in the Shimon Esther. That's what the Gemara says. The 18 brachos correspond to the 18 vertebrae in the spine. It corresponds to the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in Kriyashma, and the 18 times Hashem's name is mentioned in the Mizmor, Havul Hashem B'nei Elim. And then the Gemara says, but what about V'lam Al Shinim? There's a 19th bracha. V'lam Al Shinim, you're right. That was added later. Later. The Yavne Hiskinu, the Eden Yavne, and we found the Remez and Kriyashma and the vertebrae. We found the 19th. We found in the three different Makaros. If you want to make force the 19, we can force in the 19 as well. It's interesting that the Yerushalmi appears to this Rav David Cohn Shlito here from Kul Yavit has a lot of Torah on this, but I'm not quoting from his Torah. I'm just quoting from what I saw in the back of the Masifta in the section called Livud Hilchasa, but I know that he has a lot of stuff on this and it's different. I remember that he has a different approach to understand these ideas, but the basic ayisayit is that this concept is different than the Yerushalmi. We have to remember, when you learn this halacha, there are 19 brachas, B'yavne Skinu, 18 with the Ikra, 19 is going to be the supplement. That's the opinion of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi disagrees. The Yerushalmi says there was only 18 brachos, including, well, that's Rav David Cohen, he discusses in detail the transition, but let's make it very simple. There are only 18 brachos together with the Lama Al Shinim. So you're going to ask, it's impossible. If you have a Lama Al Shinim, it's 19. So the answer is that the bracha of Es Tzemach David, which comes after Vili Yerushalayim, the Shalayim Yerucha Brachim Tashuv, once upon a time in Yerushalayim, was one bracha. Because you cannot separate the Yerushalayim from the Malchus of Beis David. And there are many riots to this. And in fact, they even dug up in the Cairo Geniza, they dug up, this goes back, Cairo Geniza is about 700 years ago. What was put away about 700 years ago, the time of the Rambam, Nuschos Sidurim, where the end of the bracha of the two brachos were joined together, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei David, Ubone Yerushalayim. That used to be the minute. There were only 18 brachos. And those two brachos were one bracha, Baruch Ato, it's incredible, Imamish Haf, Kairagini, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokei David, Ubone Yerushalayim. And I have a whole list of habracha. And that appears to have been the way even Rabbeinu Tam, the famous Rabbeinu Tam, that's what he did. He only has 18 brachos, and those two brachos were joined together. When did it break up? So obviously the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli holds, now what's the logic? So this incredible insight I saw from in the Masifta, I didn't bring my notes. I forgot who says this, is that when in Bavel did they break up the two brachos? It was because in Bavel they had the Reish Galusa. And the Reish Galusa is a descendant of David HaMelech, was always the descendant of David HaMelech. In honor, to give kavod to the Reish Galusa, they broke up the bracha of Vili Yerushalayim and Esemach David, that the bracha of Esemach David should be a bracha miyuchid for the kavod of the Reish Galusa. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. So then it turned into 19. And since at this Kufa there was not much of a Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, so Eretz Yisrael was influenced very much by what was happening in Bavel. And the male in Bavel, it turned out even Eretz Yisrael now, the meaning of course to say 90 brachos, these two brachos are these two brachos. The thing you can keep in mind is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli has 19 brachos, the Yerushalmi has 18 brachas. And the way you get 18 is you include the Lulam al Shinim, but you bring together a Senach with the Yerushalayim, because you cannot separate the two, and it's only a later Tekufa where we broke them up to give cover to the Nasi. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Mitzvah, see you tomorrow at 9:30.